There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Chris McCarty is back from Russia. You look well.
Thank you very much.
Why did I do that? Let me put you on there. How about that?
Thank you very much.
I'm just so used to you not being here, Chris, you see. And you really like Moscow.
I did indeed, yes. I think, as Robbie remarked on Sports Tonight last night, I think I've now taken up a role in the Russian Tourism Board because I've been... praising Moscow, because what a city it was, what a city it proved. The hospitality, the F&B was incredible, and thoroughly enjoyed my 4 days. It was cold, got to wrap up warm when you're over at Russia at this time of the year, but yeah, beautiful city. The football was a bit of a damp squib. Messi wasn't at his best, a 1-0 win for Argentina, but overall... fantastic 4 days.
I saw him come on at the press conference that you were at. This is the launch of the new Adidas ball.
The new Telstar 18 is the name of the ball.
It really?
It's harking back to the original ball that they launched for the Mexico World Cup, which was in 1970. So they're going back to their retro beginnings, our Adidas. But yes, the Telstar 18, Zinedine Zidane was in attendance. I was reliably informed that he was there for all of 2 hours. He flew in from Spain. He was in Moscow for 2 hours, and then he flew back to Madrid. Alessandro Del Piero, Kaká, Xabi Alonso, and Lucas Podolski, all World Cup winners. And then, yeah, Messi popped in for a few words as well.
Yeah, I saw that. So, the highlights. Sorry, I'm monopolising this conversation now, T.
No, it's okay. I just thought you took well. I thought Chris was doing a trip review.
And I'm on the ticket.
I thought you were just going along with it. So
I've been to Moscow. I went to Moscow and I got back home and I sat at my mum and dad's house. And 3 days later, it all changed. I went to, when it was the Soviet Union. And I went to my hotel. Yeah, it was that long ago.
He is that old, Chris.
No, but I went and changed money and they gave me a pile of rubles and I thought, I can't carry that much money. And I got in a taxi, went to the hotel, and I got to the hotel and they all went, how did you get here? And I went, I got a cab. They went, but you can't do that. And I thought, well, nobody told me.
You made it safely, though. That's the key. You made it safely.
Just about. Yeah, and I liked it. It was great. I loved it.
I think we got a real feel of exactly what the FIFA World Cup will be like next summer. And I think, obviously, I say we got a real feel. We got a real feel for what it will be like in Moscow. We only visited Moscow. But beautiful city. I think they are ready. Security was tight for the match. It was their first chance to roll out what the security will be like for the matches when it eventually kicks off next summer. And huge presence, one or two teething problems getting in and out of the Luzhniki Stadium, but I'm sure they will fix those by the time a ball is kicked in anger for next summer's FIFA World Cup. And of course the big news is Italy will not be there.
I was going to say, talking of balls kicked in anger,
heartbreak.
Huge story, this, it really is. Italy failing to reach a World Cup finals for the first time since 1958. The World Cup that year was held in Sweden. The team that have put paid, or the nation that have put paid to their hopes this time around, Sweden. A fantastic story. I want to praise Sweden if we can. Jens Andersson and his boys, 0-0, you know, not conceding a goal over 180 minutes against Italy. Fantastic achievement. So we've got to praise them first and foremost. What a sad end, though, to Gigi Buffon's international career. He will play on until the end of the season with Juventus. 175 caps. He wanted to go out with a bang. Unfortunately, that will not happen on the international level. He won the World Cup back in 2006 with the Azzurri, but it all ends in acrimony because he was in tears last night. Gianpiero Ventura, the coach, came out last night, defended his troops, defended his reign. He has not stood down despite reports late last night suggesting that he had. His tenure will come to an end, no question about that. It is unthinkable that Italy will not be at a World Cup final. They've won the tournament 4 times, but the unthinkable has happened and they will not be in Russia next summer.
Sad, sad. Also, you know, I bleated on about this yesterday to Robbie, but still painful for me about Northern Ireland. Still can't
indeed.
Go there.
Yeah, Scotland
very,
aren't
very
there
upset.
Either.
Yes, and there's something I spotted today and you both laughed at me. But anyway, I'll continue. And news that Ronaldo might be leaving.
Yes.
Apparently he's decided. Apparently he's off. He's, you know, fourth child has arrived.
Episode, what is it, 3,442, or chapter 3,442 of Cristiano Ronaldo throwing his toys out of the pram. This report coming out of Spain that he's not happy, that he wants a new contract, that Florentino Perez has not been forthcoming with that contract. I think it's Cristiano Ronaldo gesticulating, isn't it? I think he wants a new deal. He's only scored one La Liga goal this season, and once again, these stories, they come up so often that it's very hard to take them seriously. Do I think he'll still be a Real Madrid player next season? Probably. Would it surprise me if he went off and played for PSG? No, it wouldn't. But nothing is new, and it's very difficult to read into what Cristiano Ronaldo is really thinking because he plays the game so well.
If he goes, though, I'm taking full credit that yes. I broke the story today.
What's okay? the date? November the 14th. We'll yep. write it down.
Yes.
But where do you go? If you're Cristiano Ronaldo now, the only place is PSG, isn't it?
PSG, I mean, they've got Kylian Mbappe, they've got Neymar, they've got Edison Cavani, and there are reports that Cavani might move on to him. The logical answer would be yes, he could potentially go to PSG. But let us not forget as well, Manchester United fans hold that man very dear to their hearts, and they would welcome him back to Old Trafford with open arms. America, he's probably a little too young, he wants to win more Ballon d'Ors, but he is the kind of figure that could go and become a figurehead of MLS in a similar way that David Beckham did. So there'll always be options open to Cristiano Ronaldo, but he is happy where he's at. He's at the reigning European champions, and I'm sure he will be given a new deal once he starts finding the back of the net on a more regular basis once again. All will be well in the world of Cristiano Ronaldo, and he'll still be at the Santiago Bernabeu next season.
Well, he's got a new baby to worry about now as well.
Four kids now, hasn't he?
He's got four, yeah. I'd no idea.
Don't know how he does it.
No. Well, I know how he does
yeah,
it.
Yeah, well.
Christopher anyway. McCarty. Anyway, so it's today's Lost Word.
The Lost Word.
Doctor escapes shark attack by...
I haven't seen this story.
That's good.
So let's give this... I know you've missed this while you've been away, Chris. I know, but here you go.
The Lost Word.
Doctor escapes shark attack by...
Okay. Doctor escapes shark attack by what?
The obvious answer is punching his nose. Or her nose.
Is it one word or is it a whole sentence? As Chris is,
it sounds like it's a bit of a phrase.
The lost sentence.
It's the lost words today, let's be honest. It's not a word.
Two words.
Okay. Doctor escapes shark attack.
Is that
what you're going for?
Is that true?
Yeah. Supposedly, if you're ever in a shark attack, punch it on its nose.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've read that somewhere as well. Michelle,
yeah,
you seem to know.
It actually stuns them. So if you touch them on their nose, it actually stuns them.
Have you done it?
Yeah. So, no.
Oh, right. That's good.
No, it stuns them. Yeah.
No, but I just thought that was one of those things, like they say if a crocodile is chasing you, or an alligator, I can't remember which one, to run in zigzags because they can't handle
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but that's
not
that's
true.
Debunked, isn't
that's,
it? Yeah,
that's been
yeah.
proved wrong.
Yeah,
too.
Run
that's
in
why
a straight line.
Yeah.
Let's find out, 4001.
That's for the rhinos.
Right or wrong?
For rhinos, because they don't have good sight.
Really? So zigzag yeah. with rhinos, with crocodiles and alligators, you don't do that?
Yeah, and lions, you make a big noise.
Talk to someone from South Africa and you get the
yeah,
advice.
Yeah, I learned this all at safari training.
What is that? That's part of schooling?
Yes, it was, Tim.
Oh, well, brilliant.
But I have a guess for the last word. It was drone flight.
Drone flight. Okay,
a lot
like
of people are recording themselves surfing, aren't they, with the drone cameras. Anyway, if you have a better answer. Tim, do you have anything? Just any words for them?
Kick,
okay.
Yeah,
yes.
There you go. Chris, do you want to have another go at that rather than a sentence?
No, I'll stick with
you're going to stick
punch
with
nose.
Okay, well, if you... punch nose. If you can do better, what do you
have
to do?
Text us 4001 or via the free messaging app, and please make me smile.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcast at DubaiEye1038.com.